Hey there, before we get into the episode, I have a quick question for you. Have you been unsuccessfully trying to shake that feeling that you're forgetting something when it comes to your wedding? You've got the Knot app and you've downloaded countless other planning checklists, but you just can't get rid of that sneaking suspicion that there's something you don't know yet. It's a very common feeling when it comes to wedding planning, so much so that I decided to put together a free resource to help get rid of FOMO, or what I call the fear of wedding oversight. Yes, it does include that 12-month task checklist, but that's just the start. In addition to the ultimate wedding planning checklist, my new Don't Forget list also includes a wedding vendor checklist, your shopping list, a packing list, and a complete wedding item setup list to make sure that you are truly not forgetting anything when it comes to your wedding. And you heard me right. This list is free for you to grab right now. Just head over to planningcollective.com/forgetting and it's all yours. That's planningcollective.com/forgetting and let's get rid of that FOMO together. All right, on to the episode. Hi there, I'm Kate McClellan and I've been a professional wedding planner for 20 years now. I started Planning Collective when I noticed that though most couples are super excited about being engaged, they quickly feel overwhelmed and intimidated by the actual process of planning a wedding. If left unchecked, this can lead to massive burnout and the urge to scrap all your plans and just elope. While this is totally normal, you don't have to sacrifice your sanity for your dream wedding. In the Planning Collective podcast, I'm going to share the processes, tips, and tools that engaged couples like you need to feel confident, supported, and excited about your wedding plans again. Let's get started. Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Amazon Prime Day is coming up on July 16th and 17th, and I've been seeing a lot of posts in wedding groups about what wedding-related items people have on their Amazon Prime shopping list. I thought it would be a perfect opportunity to revisit my thoughts on the best items to take advantage of during seasons of sales like Black Friday or Amazon Prime Day. If you're on the go and you're listening to this, just note that you can get the full list of items that I'm going to go through here on planningcollective.com. So don't stress about taking notes or writing things down. Additionally, this is not a sponsored or affiliated episode or blog post at all. We're not talking about specific brand items, mostly just categories and lists of items that you should look for. Let's start with gifts. Prime Day is a great opportunity to snag some of the gifts that you might want to give your parents and wedding party. Common items for gifts could be jewelry for everyone to wear on the wedding day, robes or shirts for getting ready, especially if you want one of those matching photos. For the guys, maybe fun, unique socks or custom flasks, custom bags for them to use on the wedding day, and cups or mugs with their names on them are perfect gifts. You can also snag some pre-wedding beauty supplies that maybe you've been meaning to look for a reason to splurge on. Just make sure if you're getting any new beauty supplies that you test them out well in advance of the wedding day. So these items might include face or eye masks for the morning of, teeth whitening products, serums or creams for skincare, self-tanners, hair treatments or appliances, and day of hair and makeup supplies if you're not hiring a professional to do this for you. If you're thinking of doing hotel welcome bags, you can grab supplies for that, including the bags or boxes themselves, tissue paper or filler items that you might need, of course, the snacks, candy, or hangover kit items that you've been thinking about adding into those bags would be perfect. Moving on to items that you may need for the ceremony or reception, Prime Day could be a perfect opportunity to pick things up like your detail photo props, like a nice ring box, perfume bottles, a jewelry box, and like those nice dress hangers, a ceremony arch or pew or aisle decor, a card box, your guest book, neon signs if you're planning on using those, table numbers, favors, or the favor packaging, but do make sure to listen to episode 59 on wedding favors first. If you're doing candles, whether they're flameless or real, you can find a lot of those on sale. foam glow sticks or sparklers, Polaroid cameras, and the film. Don't forget the extra batteries. Also, if you're doing a photo booth, you can find props, paper items for stationery, dishware if needed. You can find real or disposable items on Amazon. And don't forget the dishes for the appetizers and dessert while you're making your list. Napkins for cocktail hour or at the bar. Supplies for a bathroom basket if you're doing those. Flip-flops and a basket for dancing feet. And if you've been looking into some DIY projects, I've heard that the Cricut brand products will also be on sale. So make sure you're checking that out if you have been eyeing a Cricut. If you're having an outdoor wedding, Prime Day can also be a great opportunity to grab some pedestal fans and umbrellas in case of rain or extreme heat. These are great items to stock up on, but if you're able to return them, make sure to keep them boxed up because you can return them afterwards if you don't need them. For the umbrellas, the large clear umbrellas are perfect to use in photos, or the big black golf umbrellas also look great in photos if you need to. Before I wrap things up, a few more tips to share with you. Make sure that you're checking the pre-sale pricing. Unfortunately, some vendors do take advantage of the higher traffic that comes with Amazon Prime Day, and they increase their pricing before the sale. So just because it appears to be marked down, it may not actually be a good deal. Most Amazon Prime items are returnable, but make sure that you confirm before purchasing. And many non-Amazon retailers have Amazon storefronts. So if you have anything in any of your other shopping carts like Etsy or Shein, see if they have a storefront on Amazon and they may be offering sales during Amazon Prime Day. You can also use Prime Day for bachelor and bachelorette party items and outfits, as well as those items or outfits you may need for your honeymoon or showers. Again, you can find the full checklist over at planningcollective.com, and make sure to share any great deals that you found over on the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group. Thanks so much, and I will see you in the next episode.
Hey, it's me again. Have you been feeling overwhelmed by the daunting task of planning your dream wedding? Well, I'd like to introduce you to the Planning Collective membership, the new solution to a stress-free wedding planning experience. Imagine for a second having access to the expert guidance, personalized support, and a community of like-minded couples all dedicated to making your wedding dreams a reality. With our membership, you'll gain exclusive access to invaluable resources, including budgeting tools, customizable planning timelines, wedding planning templates, and insider tips from industry professionals. Say goodbye to endless Google searches and sleepless nights worrying about the details. My Wedding Planning Blueprint course uses our unique planning path, which guides you seamlessly through the advice, systems, and processes that I've developed in over 20 years of planning weddings. Don't let wedding planning stress overshadow the joy of your engagement. Join the Planning Collective membership today and take the first step towards the wedding of your dreams. And the best part is, all of this is available to you right now for less than your Netflix subscription. Visit planningcollective.com/membership to learn more and start planning with confidence. Let me help you get rid of that planning stress at planningcollective.com/membership.